91.5 WMFO and Old School Smoothie from the Loose Ends and Stay A Wyola. You remember that one? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That used to be a jam back in the day.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, we're having some fun down here. Folks are checking in on Facebook, having some fun. Mama, what'd she say? Fireball Friday night with Chase Carson. Chase, oh! Woo. Hey, we'll take a couple of those down here. Yeah. My man Greg Michael.
Shoot him on down.
My man Greg Michael checking in. He said he got a sleeve. But he didn't say what a sleeve was, but he said he got a sleeve.
Oh, he's got a sleeve of probably a
Yeah, he got a sleeve. Hey, shout out to CD.
Oh, CD, what's going on?
Big country out there, listen, checking in every Friday night. My man checking in every Friday night. Hey, did you hear about that thing that happened at the Rouge? There was some psycho. He was yelling out some kind of Islamic saying. He had two big knapsacks on, but let me get to that in a second. He had two big knapsacks on, and he had this like face mask on, but you could still see his eyes and his nose. He just had his mouth covered, and he ran up to these two guards that were guarding the roof, that were standing in the front door with a knife, trying to stab one of them. Now, I don't know if you've seen them before, the guards, how they stand outside there. They're heavily armed. They have machine guns, and they're in full body armor, helmets and everything. Now, this nitwit's running up to him, yelling, he's screaming something, you know, he was saying some kind of, you know, whatever he was saying. And they just, you know, obviously shot him.
Yeah, that's day one stuff.
But yeah.
Rookie mistake.
But, I mean,
you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I would not think so. Especially if they're standing in front of you with guns.
Right. What are you gonna do? They get running up point blank. Done.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Keeping it safe, though. That's great.
By the way, do you have any views about the? Because we were talking earlier about. We can't really get into what we were talking about earlier. But taking out the cussing, we have to get into that story.
Oh, we'll get in that story.
All right, we'll wait. I'm trying to talk around it because I don't want to give too much away. But we're gonna definitely talk about that story in the Pittsburgh situation. But still checking out on Facebook. I meant to mention him. My man Wayne McLaughlin. Big shout out to Wayne McLaughlin. Used to work with him down in Bourne. He recently was incarcerated. He's out now. Another guy that's doing very well for himself.
Welcome home, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for coming out. Hopefully, you'll fit right back into society.
Absolutely.
You want to do the Time Teller with Chase Carson, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between hours of 10 and 12 every Friday night. Hanging out with my man, Wally Pierce. Thanks, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me, man.
Oh, glad to be here.
Got another hour, man. All right, let's get into some stuff. 91.5.
101.5 WMFO Medford.
I never give up looking for my baby.
WMFO and Lisa Stansfield and Been Around the World. All right, it's about that time. That was a good song, man.
Great.
Back in the day, that was a great song. All right, it's about that time, 11:15, and it's time for the Humphrey Report. Now, have you been checking out? Have you been checking Humphrey out on Facebook? I mean he's styling, man.
Oh, always the best.
He just came back from the groomer yesterday, and he's sporting his new fro now. You know, he's got his
once a week.
He goes once every. It must be 4 weeks, so it's once a month.
He always looks so fresh, though. That's why
he's always so fresh and so clean. That's his favorite song, too. Yeah. Like, so fresh and so clean. So yeah. Anyway, okay. He got his hair done. He's all puffed out, so he's a tough guy. He walks around the neighborhood now. You know, I walk him now. He walks around the neighborhood. We walk by this one dog's house, and the dog's in the fences. You know, this little German shepherd, and the dog always runs up, and Humphrey, like, pays him no mind. He'll give him, like, a growl. Just walk right by him. He doesn't associate with dogs, unless they look as good as him.
Nice.
You know, kind of like you are. You know, yeah, you know like course, how, yeah. how you are. So you know, he's walking around. But his thing now is he sleeps. He doesn't sleep in his kennel anymore. He sleeps at the bottom of the bed. So I mentioned this last week, but he's got a little twist to it now. At some time during the night, you'll hear, and that means he jumps up on the bed. And then when he comes around, he's sniffing. And then when he finds your face, he just starts licking your face. This is the new thing. He does this like once at least once a night, 3-4 times a week. And then when you wake up, you're like, okay. He gives you that look like, you know, is everything all set? You okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, man. What's going on? Oh, I just want to see how you're all set. How's everything going?
Sounds like a wet dream.
Then he puts his head down. No, I wish it was wet. He puts his head down and he goes to sleep. And then he'll wake up, like, you know, 4 or 5 minutes later, and then get off and then back down on the floor. But this is, I gotta get him out of this habit, because when he jumps up, he's 54 pounds now. So it's not like the little when he used to jump up, he used to feel like a little.
Yeah.
Now it's big.
Big boy.
Big boy. All right, so we lost 2 blankets. One of my favorite World Poker Tour blankets that I won. That I won in the lottery. I won it a couple of years ago. World Poker Tour. Nice. Had the cards and everything. Chewed right through the cards. Hole right through the cards. And my Air Jordans, he caught the top of those and chewed the laces off.
The Jordans. Oh.
Chewed the top of the laces. I mean, chewed the top.
Top of the laces?
And where, you know where the eye hole goes?
Yeah.
Right there. And he put it, just, like it chewed right through.
The important part of the shoe.
Right there, where your ankle out. Yeah. He chewed that up.
The infrastructure.
So if anybody wants to buy one size 11 and a half Air Jordan, it's in perfect shape. The other one.
Right foot or left?
It's the left foot.
Left foot. Yeah. If you need a left foot Jordan.
I give you a good deal.
Give us a buzz.
We talked to my broker while he'll hook you up. But that's the Humphrey Report. So I've got 2 blankets and a sneaker, and he's styling with his new fro.
Oh,
so that,
great
that,
fro.
That's the deal. And did I show you this? When I came in my mailbox? Now, who would put this in my mailbox?
Fur.
I mean, it just said, look, I'm showing people a face. It just says fur, and there's a picture of a blonde girl sitting on her stomach in a fur jacket. And the name of this thing is Sex Drive. I mean, what is that? Can I see that? I'm showing my folks on Facebook. Can you see that? It's fur. Now, when I think of fur and a woman, all right, we'll be right. I can't talk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to open that. We can't do that. All right, you're hanging out with the Time Teller with Chase Carson. My man Wally Pierce. Got about 40 more minutes left. We're going to get into some other stuff. We're definitely going to get that. But I got to send this out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile. If you need anything done with your car, don't go down to see him, right?
Oh.
All right, check him out.
See Mike.
91.5. It's a party over there, there ain't no job. It's live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to run, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5. And just sail on, that's what you do. Just sail on. Now the zoo's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank. We wanna play it for you. You see,
feel the girls, that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to run, don't even have to drive. It's slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5 and just sail on.
That's what you do,
just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Listen to Time Tunnel on 91.5 WMFO. This is DJ Bacon laying down the greasiest beats this side of the Mississippi. Next up, we got Cameo. Word up. Chase Carson, Time Tunnel, 91.5, with special guest DJ Wally Boombots.
About to throw down, and you know just what to do.
91.5 WMFO and the classics from back in the day, like my man Wally just said, Cameo and Word Up, which brings us up to 11:30, which is time for our jazz interlude. And this week's jazz interlude is being brought to you by Brian Simpson. This is off his Emerald City album. This is the title cut, Emerald City, on the jazz interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Yo, turn this up, man. This is nasty. Turn it up. WMFO, Lord have mercy. It doesn't get much smoother than that, man. I'm telling you right now. Brian Simpson in Emerald City, the jazz interlude for this Friday night on the Time Tunnel with yours truly, Chase Carson. Woo! You just want to get every last drop out of that, don't you?
It just makes you feel good.
Oh, man, speaking of feel good, going to send a feel good happy birthday out to Auntie Bev. Happy birthday, Auntie Bev. Celebrating her boom. She wouldn't tell me, but celebrate her boom. Yeah. Speaking of birthdays, I heard was it your niece's birthday recently or something? Did you go away?
Yes, we went away. Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
We flew out to Pittsburgh, so it was her first birthday. My brother threw a status party, basically. Had a bartender, full taco bar,
nice.
Whole nine.
Nice.
Great birthday though. So happy, love her. She's awesome. But there was, you know, one minor issue.
There's always a minor issue when you have birthday party. Now, Big John was there, I suppose, right?
Big John was there.
John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, we're talking about John Pierce, the Boston's
own. My old man.
The old man, John Pierce.
But Yeah, so, you know, my mom, my future wife, I don't say fiance because I don't, you know, freedom fries, I don't say French.
Okay,
so,
all right, okay, all, you know, all right, okay.
But anyway, so, yeah, this needle dick out
don't
there.
Don't get me in
I mean, he looks like a fat Howie Mandel with the same flavor saver, but he was creeping on my mom, creeping on my future wife, and, you know, I was getting pretty fired up. Big John saw it. It's her first birthday. I wasn't going to throw some fists, but Big John saw it and took care of business, told the guy to go pound sand, get out of there. No one wanted him there anyways, but the rest of the weekend, of course, he held it over my head. Every time he asked for me to do something, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. He goes, oh, yeah, you wouldn't even be here if I didn't save your ass earlier this week. So
from the guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, he acted like he was a gosh dang hero, for Christ's sake. So
I'm looking forward to meeting the future Mrs. Walster, right?
Tina, she's great.
I can't wait to look forward to it. I'd like to ask her a couple questions. Maybe we can talk to her one night next time you come on. I'd like to ask
Absolutely.
Her a couple questions to find out exactly what's going on. But I'll be at that wedding. As a matter of fact, I'll be doing the music for that wedding. So I'm excited
to have you.
I'm very looking forward to that.
It's going to be great.
Do I have to be sober? Because usually for weddings, I usually show up half in a bag before the thing even starts.
That's fine by us. The more the merrier.
I still got to charge you a lot of money, but when I show up, I just want to let you know I probably won't be sober.
We can pay you an alcohol, too.
In that case, we'll talk off air about that, though. In that case, we're all set then. Okay,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Fine. All right, just in case she's listening to you, I'm looking very forward to meeting you. And there were no women here in the studio, and there was nothing like that going on.
Nothing like that. What happens here stays.
This is like Vegas, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the girls' volleyball.
Medford, Vegas.
Great. This is Medford, Vegas.
Gorgeous.
Wait, you missed them, man. They were here last week. They were downstairs in the lounge. The
Bump Set Spike.
The Varsity girls' volleyball team.
Oh, yeah. Bump Set Spike.
Oh, shout out to Beth and Caroline and Marilyn. Lord have mercy. Anyway, all right. Okay, let's get to the last half hour, which drops us into the last half hour. We call it the Jam Half Hour, and this is where we throw it down for the last 39 minutes. Let's do it. Here we go.
Ladies, Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
In at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We'll be right back. in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7
at WMFO.org.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everyone. everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO and the Monster Dance Floor Classic back in the day, Ozone in a Gigolette. Once again, I enjoy bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO. And as a matter of fact, did I mention we've been resigned for, this is our fifth year, the new schedule.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
5 years strong.
5 years, man. The new spring summer schedule just came out yesterday.
Same time slot.
Same time slot, same day.
Back in the time tunnel.
Right here. Right here,
91.5 WMFO.
That's it, baby. What he just said. And I'd like to thank the staff here and all the folks at WMFO for renewing my show again for another season. Thanks very much. All right, I'm going to wrap the show up and head south. We're going to talk to Wally and wrap it up right on the other side of this. Don't go away.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
For words, it can wait. It can wait, seriously. We've seen too many accidents out there, too many people losing their lives out there. So if you are texting, please pull over and do your business and do what you do, right? I can thank my Facebook people for checking me out. Lita got in late. She got in late, man. She was talking about you calling you DJ Greasy and stuff. She's hot, man. She's hot. That's hot, folks, right there. shout out to my man, Rob Gilmore. What's up, baby? Thank you, man. I appreciate that. He said he liked the show. He said we did a good job. He liked the show.
Thank you, Rob. Shout out
to CD. He's a regular every Friday night. Thanks, man, for checking us out. And the rest of the Facebook criminals, I appreciate you checking me out this Friday night. Thanks for hanging out with me. Yeah, Wally, my man.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
Hey, man, I can't say enough, man. Thank you very much. Thanks very much for stopping by, filling in, and just hanging out. We definitely got to do this again.
Go Pats this weekend.
There should be a double-digit ass bust, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back. I'll be back in next Friday. Definitely talk about that. But that was it, but appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday to my mom, Kim Pierce.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Tim Claw, what's up? Felzo, everybody out there.
Shout out to the Wisconsin connection.
Yeah.
Is it Wisconsin?
It's Wisconsin.
Cheesehead mom. Yeah, we can't see it.
Mom.
All right. Thank you. All right. Until next week, work like you don't need the money. Dance like nobody's watching. And love like you want to be loved and everything will be all right. My name is Chase Carson.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That's not right. And that's Wally Pierce. Thanks again. We'll see you guys next
week. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. We're not in right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
go home, but you can't stay here.
Good night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
I'd take my time just to try a little more. I'd try a little more. The hardest pill to swallow is the truth. I take my time just to make a little more. I take a little more. I guess you got me good. I never could forget. You don't know.